B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a whore.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Charles is up next. Hey, Charles.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Okay.
Charles Allen here. Bestman, let me defend the man, but first, here's a tip. Never lend your bike to a bar. Hopalong Riley, Bob Riley, the governor up in Alaska, AD, the University of Alabama, all had bike problems. They all were Bob. It's B-O-B-O-B, Bob on bivouac on a bike. It was March 25, 2012. And Bob Sykadent concluded April Fool's Day with a cracked vertebrae. But suddenly came a big buck from out of the deep, a six-pointer. And that's my tweet. That's my climb. Hey, Charles Allen here. That's
it. It goes. Sounds like a. A barracuda. I grabbed him by the ass for a rear end.
I bled for an hour and a half, and it just wouldn't stop.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can call us at 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app, subscribe to 98.5, the Sports Hub. And it's all about Arch Manning. Arch Manning from Isidore Newman School in Louisiana.
Is Arch the dad?
Archie's the dad. Yeah. Arch, his name is Arch, is the grandson of Archie Manning.
Whose kid?
The nephew of Peyton and Eli.
Oh, it's Cooper's son.
Do they have a sister that no one talks about? Because I don't think it's Cooper's son.
Okay, because Cooper was the most talented of all of them, from what we've heard.
Yes, right. He was a nice, slender, not-so-tall wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was the most talented out of all of them.
Yeah, so I don't know whose son that would be.
You don't know who Arch Manning is?
Nope.
Arch Manning is class of 2023. He's been on ESPN. He's the fifth-ranked prospect in all of football, regardless of class. And he's got no clash. Alabama, Texas, Georgia, and Clemson are his schools. If he went to Tennessee, oh my goodness gracious. Just go to Tennessee. Oh, they'll pay you. You'll never have to work again. They'll pay you over there. But you've never seen Arch Manning. As a freshman, he was on ESPN. It's one of his games.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. You're saying he's about to graduate from high school?
No, he graduates next year.
Oh, okay. So he's a junior. Wow. Okay.
Or 2 years from now. He graduates 2 years from now. So he's entering his junior year of high school. In the fall, he will be a junior in high school.
So this is basically the NFL's version of Bronny.
This is
where they're going to follow this kid, and there's going to be like games of his televised from in high school.
That got quite a laugh from John. I mean, Rich made an apt comparison.
That
tickled his funny bone.
I was laughing because I know that the coverage of Bronny James is nuts, and I would feel
bad for
his kids.
Yes, Arch Manning's 1,000 times. Bronny James isn't even that good.
Oh, but the coverage, John is right. It's been insane.
No,
Arch Manning. There was a thing that they just showed where. Was it Drake who showed up at one of Bronny's games? And they had a whole thing on that on ESPN. How much longer till Bronny, is he a senior?
He's going into his senior year, I guess.
Okay, he's about to go into his senior year.
But he's not a hotshot recruit. He's going to be, he's a D1 recruit, but yeah. he's not a top 20.
He's not the guy, no. Not the guy that we've been led to believe.
Which makes it even more insane from the coverage.
Well, Arch Manning is the oldest son of Cooper.
Arch Manning is going to be the biggest recruit. He's compared to Andrew Luck.
Okay.
So Arch Manning, when he is a senior, will be the number one recruit in college football. He's considered a generational recruit. Which shows you a little something about football, in that if you just work with a kid and he's big enough, he's going to get there. He's going to be a D1 recruit. If you just work with a kid, I guess, constantly.
He's got them Cooper genes, too. So, once again.
Sergio Valente's, if you ask me.
Sweet Cooper genes.
Yes, indeed. Because let's see where Bron James is.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, obviously, there's going to be teams that are going to trip over themselves to get Bronny, but you're right. I don't think from anything that I've heard, he's projected to be a top 10.
Amani Bates, but who is? Let's see here. Bronny James. Now, we know, we believe he is the class of 2022. We believe that, right?
I thought he was a senior this year, but he could be becoming a junior. Yeah, he could be becoming a junior, but I'm pretty sure he's becoming a senior.
Yeah, he's becoming a senior this year.
Yeah.
He is not.
So he'd be a class of 22. That would be.
He's
right.
Not a top 60 recruit.
60?
He's not a top 60.
Wow. Yeah,
he's in the same class as Bates, correct?
Well, Bates is the number one kid.
Right. No, I'm looking at the list. I just want to make sure I have the right list.
I don't know if I have the right year either. I'll look at 2023.
Either way, the coverage has been absolutely insane.
Bronny James is not an elite recruit. I guess he could be an elite recruit and not be in the top. Well, no, he couldn't.
Yeah, he's 2023. Yeah, so that's he's the class of 2023. So he's going into his junior year.
Okay.
All right. He is not a top 60 recruit.
Okay. And I do know that ultimately it's been whispered that the plan is that LeBron James will not retire until he has a chance to potentially play with his son.
Yes, I've read that too.
That could get ugly as hell.
Oh,
so he's
sure.
got two more years of high school. Then a year wherever he goes or whatever he does.
That G League team or, you know.
I mean, LeBron's on a pretty good decline right now. That could be
so LeBron
that could
be
ugly.
39?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's probably right. Is
39?
Is he 36 now?
He's 36 now.
That is something that is not going to help.
Well, there's going to be a million teams
legacy.
That will obviously want LeBron James at 39, even despite whatever decline you're talking about, because he's the ultimate veteran to have in your team. But will that same team also say, okay, we've made this space for you, which makes sense, but to get you, does that mean we have to give up another spot, a draft pick?
Well, if he's 39 and he continues this decline, because the Lakers, without Davis, were no good. I mean, he couldn't do anything with them.
Yeah, that was the eye-opening thing. Well, you say decline. I mean, if LeBron was LeBron,
they would have won the series.
They would have won that series without Anthony Davis.
Yes, and so my point being, and they would have been, they would have won the series without Anthony Davis. And so if I'm a team, LeBron's not going to change. And by the way, when LeBron's very good, he's good for your team, obviously.
Yeah, he's almost like, he'd be basically a second coach.
Well, I wouldn't want that. I would say, get the hell away from my team.
Oh, I would want that.
Why? I'd want someone calling the shots and acting and being a surrogate coach when he can't play?
Because he knows more about basketball than most of those coaches do.
I don't know about that. I know that he has a great will to win and is exceptionally talented and has a once in a lifetime build.
And also, people want to play around LeBron.
You're going
to
be very surprised how many people want to play around with LeBron when he's no good anymore.
Maybe. I just think everywhere he goes, he seems to bring a winning culture with him. As much
good.
As I hate the guy,
this when year, he's good.
This year, I think, was the first year we all looked at him and went, okay. He's not, I mean, just look at his numbers. His minutes are down. And don't forget, he lost 2 months because he had that ankle. I mean, his body, while not collapsing, you can see this is the first step backwards for him. That's all.
At 39, you can
have him. Project that forward. I mean, he's going to be 37 by the end of the year. I mean, it It happens to everyone. LeBron, it's happening later than most.
Knows more than most coaches, my ass. Not when he can't take over a game, he doesn't know more than most coaches.
Oh,
I don't want him anywhere near my team.
I do think, as far as the coaches being so much younger now, I totally believe that he knows more than most of the coaches in the NBA. That he knows the game of basketball in and out. He's lived it. He's been there. He's won over and over again. I mean, he'd be an ideal coach.
Well, talk to Larry Bird and Magic Johnson about that. I mean, especially Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson's problem was, why don't you care as much as me?
Well, I'm saying as a player coach.
Bird was better at it than Magic, but both of them struggled with it. That's true.
But I'm not saying it's him being the head coach. I'm saying as a player coach.
But I'm also telling you, Rich, that he's going to be not good. I mean, he's not going to be good. He's gonna be, I would imagine, a borderline starter by that point. And imagine having to manage his minutes. I mean, how many games is he going to play in a year?
Yeah, I know.
That's the other thing. The salary he gets will not be commensurate to the minutes he gives you in two or three years.
I think that if it means playing with his son, Bronny, that he's not going to do it for money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'd take less money. Yeah. I agree with Rich there. Yeah. But the money's not what would concern me. It would be like having PJ Tucker essentially come in and say, I want this, this, and this, and this. And I'd be like, no. No. No, you're not getting any of this.
It's not quite PJ Tucker. I mean, he'll still sell tickets even when he's 39.
No, he'll sell tickets. Yeah. But, I mean, you know what else sells tickets? Winning. And, you know, I'll take a kid that can win. I'll take Amani Bates, and I'll say you can say, I don't even know if I want Amani Bates.
Can you imagine how frustrated he's going to be if his son shows up and his son just sucks?
I don't know if his son can play in the NBA, to be honest with you.
Let's get him to college and see where, or let's get him to the end of high school and see where.
If he's not a top 25 prospect out of his class, I mean, that means he's probably not going to be a first-round pick or a borderline first-round pick, because I guarantee you, the kids that are at the top of this class are the first-round picks.
Austin Rivers was a first-rounder, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm trying to think
He went to Duke for 1 year, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a hotshot recruit, though.
Yes, he was a hotshot recruit, and he was really good the 1 year he played in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was not a he was a low lottery pick, wasn't he? Or a mid lottery pick.
I think he was
that's right. I'll have to check.
But he wasn't a top five pick.
No.
All I know is that I think that if any of us when he first got into the NBA could see now that guy has made a career of just, I mean, how many teams has Austin Ainge been on? Austin Rivers been on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's maybe like six, seven teams.
10th pick, 2012.
Okay. But he has continued to work. I thought that when he first came in that it was going to be kind of a quick in and out, that it would, not a bust, but somebody that just wouldn't have a long shelf life. But he has found a way.
He's a journeyman.
To cling on, and he's totally been a journeyman.
He's on Denver now. It's his sixth team in 9 years, 10 years.
You keep your nose clean, kid. Mm-hmm. You'll stick around. So there's a lot of flaws. So basically what we've learned is there's a lot of flaws in LeBron James' plan to play with his son.
Yeah.
It's a plan, though.
Number one being his son being an NBA player, and number two is him being around. But there you go. Arch Manning, if you're interested. Arch Manning, the second, no pressure on the kid at all. The second coming.
And he's the real deal, right?
They're saying he's better than the two Manning brothers. They say he's better. He's more athletic. He's more mobile, more suited for today's game. Now, also, the kid is 16 years old. But, you know, say what you will.
Nothing like having high expectations. There's no possible way he could fail. Jeez.
He's not going to fail enough not to play D1, not to play at a major program. He might fail enough not to actually get in games, but he's getting a scholarship to wherever he wants to go. But his list is boring. It's all SEC schools.
Yeah.
And there's no Tennessee where he would just be, it would be phenomenal. It would be so funny. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, the Patriots, they have transformed Bill Belichick into a completely different, more chill dude.
All those nights on Six Rings, whatever the hell the boat's called. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Catcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Catcher and Rich.
Don't remember the cover of Sports Illustrated. Don't read your work email.
Yep.
I don't know what you do all day, Johnny Ball Game. There was a, the listeners always help out there because we were talking about, John was talking about the Sports Illustrated that had the best basketball player. They'll never, they probably will never do this again.
No.
It's so bad. It's just so, like, not good for kids.
We were talking about spotlights on kids when they were younger, and there was a Sports Illustrated cover many years ago where they had the best college, best boys high school basketball or basketball player by grade, like 12th grade all the way down to, like, 7th.
Oh, wow.
And Kenny Anderson was, like, in 9th grade at the time, and Damon Bailey, who was, like, an Indiana high school basketball legend and played for Bobby Knight at Indiana, he was on there, and the senior was Marcus Liberty, who was the best high school basketball player in the country. I think he went to Illinois and didn't turn into anything. But the point is, you put a spotlight on these kids, like Bronny James, like Arch Manning, and some might succeed in college, but... I mean, St. John's had a kid, Felipe Lopez.
Well, Felipe Lopez was the first one that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and he went. He played pro.
He
played in the NBA.
But he peaked when he was 16. He never got any better.
Well, he went to St. The big deal is he went to St. John's, and he went to St. John's for 4 years, and he was good, but not great.
Exactly.
And but it kills me that you don't remember this because I can't remember the guy's name, but there was a pitcher. We were in Boston while it was on Sports Illustrated. He was a pitcher, and he was, I believe, a junior in high school. And they were like, "He's the greatest pitcher of all time." Da 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 da. And the last time we talked about it on the air, I looked, and he was playing minor league baseball, but he was on his second Tommy John surgery, which isn't a surprise, because the whole article was about how dedicated he was to baseball and how he doesn't do anything else.
And how awful his coaches were for letting him pitch that much.
Well, just if you don't play any other sports and you're just constantly pitching, I mean, your arm's not supposed to do that.
That is such a old school way of thinking. It's like now there's this great and good, it's a good transition that's been happening out there, a narrative that if you want what's best, if you think your son is very good at one sport, have him diversify. It's actually better for him than those people who have them play that sport year round.
Well, Zach Wilson was a very good high school basketball player. Justin Fields was a very good high school basketball player. If you talk to Gambino, who's the coach of the men's team at BC, ACC, you know, elite kids, he's got a first-round pick on that team. High first-round pick on that team. I think like 90% of his kids are multi-sport athletes.
I got it. Hunter Green is the kid's name.
All right. What's he doing now?
I'm looking it up as we speak.
Thank you. Hunter Green.
Yes.
Cause I remember I read it and I'm like, Jesus, what's the deal with this kid? He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You don't see that often with youth baseball, but, he's certainly not winning the Cy Young right now.
Yeah. Hang on. I can't seem to find him. And
that's
not
well
good. If he's not immediately coming up, then you know that, well, no, it's, the story doesn't end well.
Because the last time I looked, he was on his second Tommy John, I believe, his second Tommy John.
He's 21 years old now.
Okay.
And he's pitching in the Cincinnati Reds organization. But yeah, he. I'm looking at it. Two, three Tommy Johns. He is
three Tommy Johns.
Yeah, he is pitching for the Chattanooga Lookouts.
Oh, I know.
Which I believe is a AAA affiliate.
I have been to the Chattanooga Lookouts game.
Not too far from the Montgomery Biscuits, which has one of the best mascots of all time.
I have been to that park, the Chattanooga Lookouts. My dad used to have to go to Chattanooga all the time.
Named after Lookout Mountain, where you could see seven states.
Yeah, I've never been up on Lookout Mountain, but I have been to the Lookout Park, nor have I been to the caves that are there.
You haven't gone to the white trash Six Flags called Rock City?
I have not.
It's too bad.
Now,
Rock City's just like a a bunch of rocks you squeeze between. As a matter of fact, there's one called Fat Man Squeeze, and if you're too fat, you can't squeeze between the two rocks.
Yeah, my parents are 2 hours from Chattanooga, which is about an hour and change from Atlanta, and if you, they let you know Lookout Mountain's coming, because between Knoxville and Chattanooga, there's so much.
Oh, Sea Rock City billboards everywhere.
There's, yep, there's Mayfield Ice Cream. That is, and then people, like my parents have friends who have actually pulled off the freeway to go to the ice cream place.
Did you go to Ruby Falls?
No, but Ruby Falls is well documented too.
Okay, Ruby Falls. I remember I went one time when I was a kid, and what Ruby Falls is, it's a cave in which there's a waterfall, and they shine red and green lights up on it, and they go, it's rubies.
The natural wonders.
And then they sell you the little bag where you can go panning for gold in the trough, and which is essentially just you get like these little plastic nuggets they throw into a bunch of dirt.
Oh, I thought they just dumped Goldschlager in there and said, have at it.
It's White Trash Six Flags up there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I've managed to avoid all of that. That was...
I was right in my wheelhouse.
But yeah, you drive through there because... You've driven already through the carpet and furniture capital of the world.
Oh, that would be Dawsonville,
Georgia.
That's right. And then just past that, you right there when you go over the border to Tennessee, you'll see the Crystal World headquarters. Crystal, the knockoff White Castle Burger Company.
Oh, I've not seen the Crystal World headquarters. I'll have to keep an eye out for that the next time I do.
Sure.
But
the Chattanooga Choo Choo, you ever stayed in that? You could sleep in a train, like a hobo.
But that's where they used to have my father's day all the time, was the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, hobo dreams.
Yeah, Detroit to Chattanooga flight. Big time. Big time. All right. You couldn't do that here. Lord knows.
Sleep on a train?
No, have puddle jumping flights. Like, thank God my dad lived in Detroit with the place. He'd have to go to like Dayton and Chattanooga. If you did round here, you get to Logan Airport. Good luck. Oh, I want to get to Chattanooga. Oh, okay. Well, you're going to go through Salt Lake City.
Oh, no. They have puddle jumpers there. They go to like the little towns in Maine.
No, I know.
Like Burlington and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've got them.
Yeah, but if you want to go, because like Chattanooga's what? Like the 140th biggest market or something like that, say? Like if you have business, there is business there. Like if you landed the Crystal account, if you were an ad agency.
And who wouldn't want that?
Well, that's a huge account.
Sure.
I mean, it's a national account, mm-hmm. So you'd want the account. I mean, you're millions of dollars being. So say I got the Crystal account. I work at Arnold or whatever, an agency up here. And then they go, well, you got to go out to Chattanooga like once a month. Well, good luck. How the hell are you getting there from Boston? Boston's like, we'll fly to Dublin for $60. Oh, you want to go? Okay. You want to go to Memphis, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that would be $5,000, and you'll have to. Oh, we're going to send you to Hawaii. Then on the way back, you're going to stop through Orlando, and then we'll somehow pop you out there.
Well, that's like if you landed like the Ben and Jerry's account. You know, you'd have to, let's see if I can take the puddle jumper to Waterbury. Well, go there and work it out.
See, Waterbury is, Ben and Jerry's exists in the middle of nowhere, but Chattanooga has a international airport. What my point is, and you can't argue this, is flying domestically from Logan is impossible. You guys don't
It's way more limited than a lot of airports.
It is difficult. It is very, very difficult. I mean, there have been, just from personal experience, there have been road trips that I've taken with the Celtics, and they move on, because I'm only in for one game, they move on to another city, and it's my job to find a flight back and expense it. Like, for instance, there's maybe two direct flights a day from New Orleans to Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You go to New Orleans, great. You want to get home quick the next day? Not happening.
Nope. You're leaving at 5 p.m. because that's the flight.
Not happening. Yep. There are two flights.
Unless you want to go through Charlotte and then through Providence.
That's just it. Charlotte, Pittsburgh, whatever. there's no direct
flight. You're going through Charlotte. If you're going anywhere in the South other than Atlanta, you're going through Charlotte.
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, they've done that too. Yeah, Logan flies to the Northeast. Everywhere in the Northeast. Anywhere your brain could imagine in the Northeast, it flies to. And then if you want to go anywhere in the South that's not Atlanta, good luck. Have fun. Because it's gonna be a while.
That is one of those things that if you lived in a place like Chicago or New York, obviously, or Atlanta, like you can't understand the amazing convenience of being able to go anywhere direct.
Or how about
literally
Rich,
anywhere direct
when you didn't have any money. I remember one time my friend and I got drunk and we're like, we want to go to New Orleans, And we called back when you called. And
yeah.
We called and got like a flight for like $80.
Yep. Yeah. They would have those like Super Saver flights that were like $79.
Yes.
Exactly what you're saying. And when you're a hub, remember, because all these planes are doing layovers there. So if they've got extra seats, you could for under $100 go almost anywhere on the second leg of a layover.
Yeah. So domestically, I mean, internationally, if you're going to Europe, Boston's pretty easy. But that's of no use to me. Like, because I'm not going to Europe all the time.
True.
I mean, but it's like, then they're like, and then Knoxville was said, we're going to have this. And I understand Knoxville is a very small airport, and I don't expect them to have a direct flight there, even though every other northeastern city does. But meaning Newark, LaGuardia, Philadelphia, D.C., they all have direct flights, many direct flights, but they don't here. And then they opened up one, and then Corona said no. Let's
ruin one out of the lineup.
Every small airline is dead in the water. Well, there you go. If you're flying anywhere, but Denver, they ever since Nicolau started his bachelor party announcement that he's going to the bachelor Sin City hub of Denver. They've announced now 17 direct flights every day to Denver.
Well, I mean, he's a tastemaker. You know, everyone's following he's following the lead.
He's the Kanye West. Kanye does something with the Gap. It sells out in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Nick has his bachelor party in Denver. Look out. That's where everyone's going now. I don't know. Where was Nick yesterday? Was he out partying?
Good question.
He was at a wedding over the weekend.
A weekend wedding.
Yeah, and he wanted to take yesterday off just to be sure.
That's okay. That's a good idea. That's the best days to take off.
This is actually a Sunday wedding. Yeah, Sunday afternoon wedding. So,
oh, high rollers.
Nick's of that age where, like, every, 3 weeks there was a wedding?
Yes.
How old is Nick?
You're 30.
34?
Oh, okay. Well,
34 is a little old.
A little older. Yeah, it's usually right around, 28. That's when.
28 to 32.
Yeah, everyone's getting married. And you, every several weeks, end up going to a different wedding. And that goes on for, 2-3 years?
My wife had us go to a wedding in Chicago, and she legit barely knew the groom and didn't know the bride and didn't know anyone at the wedding. It was the dumbest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. And, of course, she wanted to go to the ceremony. Because we needed to see these two strangers get wed. The ceremony.
You have to go to the ceremony.
No, not if you don't know anybody.
Well,
if
you don't know anybody, you don't go to the wedding.
I mean, you don't. If it's and especially if a big wedding in a church, they don't know who the hell is there. They don't know who the hell is in the church.
Oh, the bride does.
Screw the bride. She's got other things to worry about. All right. We'll come back and talk about sports. All right. Here the.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, you remember the days when players were sent home from Patriots practice for being 5 minutes late in a snowstorm? Mm. Well, that was Bill Belichick. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Chill Belichick.
Morning, Bill. You mentioned being happy to see some new faces. Is Stephon Gilmore one of those faces today?
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning. So I didn't really get a chance to see everybody myself. So we'll see where we're at.
Just following on the question about Steph and the attendance, what do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
Yeah, well, just the travel arrangements over the weekend. So not sure exactly, you know, how all of it worked out. We were close on a couple of guys this morning, but we'll catch up on that after we get done here and see where we're at.
So it's not a big deal. I mean, so you understand how the operation works. We don't see people out there in mandatory minicamp. Are you saying let's not go over the barricades here if there's a, it's not that big a deal, in other words?
No, I'm saying today's the first day. They okay. just got in here a little while ago. I'm not sure if everybody is here. Okay. We didn't take attendance at the meeting, but we'll find out, you know, who's here and who isn't soon enough.
All right. Thank you.
That includes the players that were here last week and the players that weren't here last week and everything else.
Well, hello. No shirt, no shoes, no practice.
Yeah, no attendance. They didn't take any attendance. They had no idea who was there.
Jimmy Buffett Belichick says when it comes to mandatory minicamp, cruise in whenever you'd like. You got travel issues, weather? It don't matter, man. By the way, what kind of weather issues are
he's,
there?
He's making his... He's pretending he didn't know who was there. He's saying, we didn't take attendance at the meeting. You didn't take attendance? It's mandatory. You know, you don't have to... If I'm Kraft, I'm sitting there with a ledger saying, wait a second, you know, these guys don't get paid. Like, you can save me money. No, Belichick didn't take attendance. He doesn't know who's there.
You know, it could be weather. They could get here later. They could get there. Maybe they blew out their flip-flop on the way to the airport. Who knows, Daddy?
I heard that there was too many hurricanes down at Paddy B's.
Where were their weather travel issues?
Yeah, man, you know how it goes.
Well, it rained here yesterday, Rich. Haven't you heard? Everyone flies in the day off.
There were changes in attitudes and changes in latitudes.
Wasn't it? Okay, who was it? Was it Adelius Thomas? No, it was Randy Moss, who I remember showed up late.
Adelius Thomas too.
Okay, it was both of them, right? Okay, 5 minutes late in that snowstorm, and they got like reamed and got kicked out of practice.
Yeah, wasn't it Brandon Spikes who woke up, went outside, and saw his car was buried by snow because he had forgotten it was going to snow the night before?
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, listen, but that's not in the summer when he's down at
right.
when he's down in Tuckett with the six rings,
seven rings. Seven now rings it should down. Be the eight rings. Is that right? Or is it we still seven?
Two is the coordinator.
He won six here and two the core. Yeah, eight rings.
So eight rings.
He has
so.
Not changed, though, the embroidery logo on his polo shirts that have that, though.
Because those are going to go on sale.
I was just going to say, you don't want to ruin the logo and change things and confuse people.
Because yeah, right. It's already a brand that's resonated with the people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, Stephon Gilmore's not there, and he wouldn't go, and I wouldn't go either, and the team knows it, and the team... I mean, I'm not going to go if I'm Stephon. You're not paying me $7 million.
It's been announced that he is going to hold out for the entirety of the
course. Camp. Yeah, but I mean, the team there. Ultimately really doesn't care because the team knew this was coming. They knew this was coming a year ago.
They're obviously negotiating with him.
Yeah, they are well aware that this is going to happen. He is wildly underpaid considering his skill set.
Well, we've been saying for 2 years, and I would imagine everyone on the station has been saying for 2 years, he was never going to play for this deal. And the thinking was, now they were bad enough to get a quarterback. So that part of the Brady plan has worked out. But the plan, I thought, was to rebuild, to tear down and rebuild. Now, they've chosen not to do that. We'll see how it works out. But they've chosen, we'll see. We'll see in 3 years where this team is. My guess, not good. But
historically speaking, if you spend this much money, it's a Band-Aid on a bigger wound than the Band-Aid can cover.
Yes, and the wound is going to get bigger and bigger. So, but you know, they'll probably make the playoffs this year, and then everyone can be happy, and then in 3 years, they'll be right back where they started. However, they did get a quarterback. Not the one they probably wanted, but they got one. But nonetheless, now the plan is, I mean, you got to keep Stephon Gilmore. How can you let your best defensive player go when you just blew all this money in free agency?
They're biding their time. They know they want maybe a deal for another couple of years. He's 30 now. I mean, he's right at the edge here.
But he's
going
to
top of his talents.
They're going to have to give him. Well, the years obviously we know aren't an issue, but they're going to have to because they don't have to guarantee him. But it's the money that the guaranteed money, and I don't know how the cap works. So the years on the Patriots then probably matter. So they'll figure it out.
Well, Jalen Ramsey, did you see it? He's already lobbying for a new teammate. He tweeted this out. He put, Mookie Betts got traded from Boston to L.A. and won a ring. That was nice. What do you think, Stephon Gilmore?
Gilmore's not going anywhere. The Patriots,
you don't think so?
No, because they need to compete now. If you get rid of Gilmore, what is that? We saw J.C. Jackson at very good number two, but when Gilmore was out and Preston the service covering the other team's best wide receivers, he wasn't there.
Gilmore needs to be here.
The Patriots realize that mandatory minicamp in the middle of the summer doesn't matter. They just need him here at the end of next month.
They blew a ton of money on garbage. Of course they have to sign Stephon Gilmore. He's their best defensive player. They chucked a bunch of money at guys who are supposed to perform, I guess. I mean, you have a proven commodity.
Who's coming off an injury.
Think of who they threw money at. They threw money at a bunch of crap.
They didn't go overspend on Jalen Mills to let Stephon Gilmore go.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
So
the pressure's on. The next 2 years, that's why they spent all this money. The next 2 years are very, very important to them.
Did you see
obviously.
Cam throwing at camp yesterday?
Oh, boy, I can't wait for him to play quarterback.
How did he do that?
He's fantastic. No, I can't wait for everyone to prove me wrong.
I have a legitimate question. How did Cam Newton throw like that? Like that's and I'm not joking around.
Now, what do you mean? Because
they were doing. You might not have seen it. They were doing drills from like the 15 or the 20. It might have been from the 10. And Cam Newton in no pads, no defense. And Cam Newton was. It looked like he had never thrown a football before.
He was 12 for 20, I think, yesterday with a drop.
Yes,
in the joint practice, not joint practice, when they were playing a defense. This was a drill. This was not practice.
And this is his first practice back with a hand, right? The hand injury.
You haven't seen it, so I don't expect you to know what I'm talking about. But John, you saw it.
Yes,
when it was when they were playing against no defense. How do you like if you put me? Rich, when I tell you this, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
And Lockhart, if you saw it, did you see it, Lockhart? Him throwing those in the, you didn't see it?
No, but I did.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I exaggerating when I say if I went out there, I could have completed those passes? Am I exaggerating when I say that?
No, under those conditions and those, I don't care how badly it was raining. Under those circumstances.
When I say Rich, 10, 15 yard passes, not within 10 feet of the receiver.
He looked like he did at the end of last season. Nothing has changed.
Well, how did Mac Jones look? Because I know that they got the same amount of reps.
Mac Jones in that drill they showed too, and he looked whatever. I mean, he threw the ball into the guy's
hands.
He looked
like he knew what he was doing.
No, he looked like he had thrown a football before. If you went to the beach and played catch with your son.
It was just like ducks, you're saying, that he was throwing.
Well, they were ducks. They weren't tight spirals, but they were also they were not within 10 feet of the receiver.
Wow. Well, I want to see that.
Everyone was talking about
no rush, no defensive backs, loose. I take it they're like warming up.
Yeah, no. This had nothing. Last year had nothing to do with COVID. That was the excuse. It had nothing to do with COVID. Everything I've seen, the video I've seen, and Zolak spends, you know, hours here talking about how Cam doesn't have it anymore, and based on what he sees, you know, the throwing motion and all that stuff. Cam Newton doesn't have it. Mac Jones should be this team's starting quarterback sooner rather than later. Everybody loves Cam. Everyone's in favor. Oh, I got my nickname from Cam. Fantastic. He should not be this team's starting quarterback.
I don't think there isn't a Patriots fan that would like for the Mac Jones era to start like immediately.
Here.
But, yeah, I want to see some of these throws because, let's see. Yeah, not great. It was not good.
No, if his hand was that banged up, he shouldn't have been out there.
See,
obviously, he was out there for a reason
because
they thought he could throw the football.
Like
can't throw.
These aren't even like high intensity drills. This is just him
coming back
after, you're right, 10 yards, throwing it to a guy in the end zone, and he's overthrowing guys. He's overthrowing dudes just in the end zone. And I don't think that's like a crazy route or anything. And he just uncovered guys. He's overthrowing them. Like that's Tebow-esque.
Yes.
Yeah, he looked like Tebow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that is shocking. So Gilmore is going to be subject to a fine of $93,000 for skipping minicamp. Don't tell that to Chill Belichick, though. We'll probably just, you know, punish him by giving him the warmest land shark in the cooler.
We'll bring him back in. Gilmore.
No comforters.
And by the way, there was talk of Gilmore pushing it to the very edge where he plays the minimum number of games to give himself an accrued year so he can leave. So he'll hold out until week 9 or whatever the deadline is. It's not even going to be that. Patriots need him to play, and they need him to play immediately. They don't care. They're fining him, but
he'll make the money back.
In the renegotiation, it's fine.
They've known he wasn't coming in, and they don't care that he's not at minicamp, and they got it. If they trade him for picks or something, that's insane. because you should have done. That's what you should have done.
Should have done that before the draft.
No, yeah, you should have done it before the draft, and you should have done a lot of other stuff.
They knew this was coming. They knew he wasn't going to play for $7 million. All of this was well known a year ago when they renegotiated the contract and they took part of his salary from this year and gave it to him last year.
I can't get over these Cam Newton throws.
Yes.
These really
they're
are.
They're awful. He can't do it.
No, I can throw a ball better than that.
These are lobs into the end zone to uncovered players, and he is either wide right or over their head.
And he's not. I can throw a spiral. This is something that you can challenge me right now. It will be riveting radio because it's so easy. But if you hand me an NFL football, I can throw a 10-yard spiral to you if you're running that route into a patch of grass. That I can do. That I assure you I can do. That of all the things, even with a torn, and I have a torn rotator cuff, even with all of that, I could get out there and I could throw that easily with the same amount of velocity as him.
I can watch this over and over again.
By the way, with the same amount of velocity, I could throw, and I know he can throw a ball way harder than me, and he wasn't there, but with the speed he was throwing at,
yeah,
and the distance he was throwing at, I can throw a better football than him right now. Which is, and if Zolak went out in the parking lot and started throwing passes, you break your finger. And Zolak is older than me. Zolak is over 50. And he could go out in the parking lot and break your finger with balls. It's very disconcerting if you're a Patriots fan. Because, again, they're not rebuilding. They're just chucking a bunch of money at garbage.
They're trying to retool on the fly is what this is.
Yes, and by the way, I'm very interested in who they signed. We'll see how these guys are.
Well,
how many games do you think Hunter Henry's going to play? Honestly.
10?
Yeah. And maybe healthy more for the playoffs.
Jonnu Smith is already hurt.
Well, I don't know what. All I know about Jonnu Smith is that everyone seems to like him. But I don't know what he can do in the NFL.
I'm sure he's
a
great guy. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's big and fast and should be a good tight end.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's a good tight end. Like, I'm taking everyone's word for it, and he hasn't done it. I mean, he caught touchdown passes, and that's fantastic. Who's going to throw him touchdown passes? And by the way, you have to get into the red zone, and you have to have other things going on. And Aguilar is not going to be good, and I can tell you that.
No.
And if you followed
Aguilar for 5 years, he had a decent year for the Raiders last year. Decent. Not great.
And by the way, that's his ceiling.
Wasn't worth the money the Patriots.
That's his ceiling. He is decent.
Yeah.
If he's not an abject disaster, that's fine. And if he's decent, John, they way overpaid for him.
Well, we'll
see how this goes.
The offense that Bill Belichick has put together fits a guy like Newton.
We're getting calls. We have to break, but we're getting calls, Richard, that I'll have you know.
Oh, good.
Are from people that have great insight into these drills. Maybe I am missing something.
Well,
Someone defend Cam, please.
I tweeted the video out. It is something.
My naive eye has, maybe I'm missing
maybe
something.
Maybe Cam was throwing to someone calls on the hill behind the receivers.
Yes, he was practicing throwing bad balls. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.